On this Wednesday afternoon, let's check in on the commodity markets. Jackie Vakes from Stuart Peterson is on the phone line with us. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, let's start with USDA's report, the expectations, the possibilities, the changes that could come.
Well, you know, when you look at the expectations, you can really tell that there's a lot of disagreement, I believe, between analysts, you know, as to where they think it's going. Everybody is pretty much in agreement that it's probably going to go higher, but boy, I tell you, the ranges are big. And then when you saw Informa's numbers come out, you know, the average guess for corn is a little over 14 billion bushel crop. Informa came in at 14.2. Average guess is 159.4. Informa came in at 161.2. And I believe that, you know, that the big question will be, are we going to lose a million acres in harvested acres? That is pretty much an expectation. So, you know, this corn market is pretty much walking on eggshells at the moment, wondering what's going on. You know, we put in a 38-month low today, and 401 is, or 398 and a quarter is actually the contract low. So, you know, the question has to be right in your face. Will we test that? If we do come in on Friday and find out that we have more than about a 2.2 billion bushel corn crop or 2.1 billion bushel corn crop. I think, you know, the market's been negative for quite a while. But, and so let's put it this way. If we come in and we come in at what the expectations are, we could probably expect to see a small bounce. How much of a bounce? Maybe back to 440, somewhere in that neighborhood. But if we come in higher than the expectations, then I would expect to see them go down and probably try and test like the 415 area. That's actually the 162% retracement of the move from June in 2012 to the low to the high of September of 2012. So I think, you know, this is an extremely important report. There's no question about that. And it will have a big impact on anybody who's storing corn. You know, from the standpoint that when you look at it from a chartist standpoint, you know, the March corn projects out to low areas just like we see the December. In other words, you know, we're more like in a late 90s pattern again, where the nearby month goes off lower and then the month prior to that or after that works its way down there. That's kind of the pattern that seems to be developing here. And so I think it's really important that all of our guys who listen, you know, if you're holding it because you feel that there's going to be basis improvements, you better handle something when it comes to your to the carry in the marketplace. Dave asked me this morning, he said, if I'm a farmer and I said, I want $5 for corn, can you get him there? Well, you know, I hear that question a lot. And my first comeback is always the same thing, and that is, let's be concerned about where it is right now and look how we're going to protect that. And then we can figure out if we can get you there. There's different strategies that a person can use. But everybody keeps saying it's going to bounce. It's going to bounce. Well, okay. Where's it going to bounce from? You know, if you're waiting for a 40-cent bounce and it comes 50 cents lower from now, did it do you any good? That's the question. You know, that's the type of environment that we're living in now. And so we're all hopeful. And, you know, even when you look at the higher estimates for the crop on corn side of it, there's a lot of increases in demand in there. That's helping keep us at, you know, around 2 billion. So, you know, let's hope we get lots more. We saw China take 7.2 million bushels of inspections this week of corn alone. And so we know that they're buying some corn. Let's just hope that they're going to buy more.
Did I see, in fact, that China opened the way to import more corn from South America today, too? I believe
it did.
Well,
that's what they said. You know, it's very interesting what's going on in between there. You know, now on the opposite side, you know, Argentina is one of the biggest exporters, and Argentina doesn't appear to have the ability to move very much out of there. So who knows what type of a move that actually was from a psychological standpoint. But, you know, the Argentinian situation is serious. They've got double-digit inflation down there. In fact, they just extended their controls over the grocery stores. They're controlling the price on over 500 items in the grocery stores just to keep people basically under control. And then this morning they came out and they said they're going to force their seven largest grain exporters to actually go out and get financing from a different currency instead of using their currency. I don't know how they can legally do that, but, you know, just to give people an idea of what that means, If I'm a grain exporter and I'm going to need to buy grain from you somewhere down the road, I not only need to buy the futures if I can't get it from you, but I also need to hedge myself in the currency in case the currency changes, because that has an impact on how much I'm paying you. And so Argentina's currency has been all over the place, and so they want to eliminate that. And so what did we see in the dollar today? We saw a lot of selling coming into the dollar. I think we have exporters who are going to come in here, they're going to sell the dollar hard, and then they're going to try and cover themselves using the dollar instead. But there's a lot of things going on. It isn't just about the crop anymore. It's about everything else that's going on in the marketplace, and that's the world marketplace, and currency leads the way.
Currencies, other things that are in the outside area or influence, Washington, D.C. has been dealing with WERDA, or the water resources, that would open up some possibilities on the Mississippi and Illinois rivers. They're working through Farm Bill, and the RFS has some due dates coming up, too.
Yeah, it's coming up on Friday, ultimately, I think, Todd, if they do something on the RFS mandate, it probably will not have much of an impact. The only impact it will have, of course, is the perception when you look from a trader's eyes. And so the initial will be one thing, and then as it plays itself out, will be a different situation. But I think it's interesting that it's going to be announced on Friday right along with this great big USDA report besides.
And then we haven't taken really up soybeans at this point. How do you view that marketplace?
Well, it's interesting with the soybeans. When you look at the demand circumstance, it has been pretty amazing. In fact, China took 61 million bushels, and we only inspected 80.6. So it just goes to show you how important China is to us from that standpoint. I think the trade is beginning to take a stance that says with how strong export sales have been, and if they continue to be that strong, our first quarter might actually come in maybe slightly higher than a year ago, but with the implications that we could see extremely tight bean supplies again. And so I think, that's going to support the bean market, and hopefully will help in the corn market too, from the standpoint that, they kind of work off of each other. And so I feel good about the bean market. I do recognize, if you look at January beans right now, supports at 1240, then 1222. Could we get there? Certainly.
Hey,
especially if we come in higher than the guests.
One last thing yesterday afternoon, and I think this is across the board, even from our side, when we're reporting on these things, maybe even from the side of the producer, but the marketplace is kind of boring, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
We'll figure out something. We got to figure out something.
Well, it's usually the week before a big report is pretty pretty dull anyway, because the amount of people that are actually involved really dwindles. And so that may not be the case at 11 o'clock on Friday, I can tell you that much.
It might not be. Hey, thanks so much,
Jackie. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Jackie Vakes, of course, is with Stuart Peterson. She joins us here on the Wednesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report.